out fear of faith.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Chombe. It's 5 minutes past the hour of 6, and it's the 20th of March, 2026. We are moving toward, moving deep into 2026, and it's almost Namibia's birthday. Namibia at 36. We need to sit back and reflect. What have we done? What is that we did not do? And also, how can we forge our way forward? And I see there is a lot of arrangements. Look at various regions. Look at different governors giving their, indication of their readiness and also encouraging their people also to attend a celebration of Namibia Independence Day. And you will also be able to see that when it comes to Namibia, I think we have different ways of celebrating Independence Day. Just like this year, everyone, you are in your region with your governor and also celebrating that. Let us not only, some of the callers have indicated, and also some of the views to say, yes, we must read history. Yes, we must understand history. But we must use that history to fight, the current challenges. But it's also a matter of, appreciating too. Because, celebrating a birthday, we are moving. As a country, we are moving. We may have our problems, but, we are moving, and the world is also seeing that we are moving. But that does not, mean that, we should not, think about, our future ambitions. We are like that, good family that, come only, to December and, there is fight and celebration, but at the end of the day, there is progress because, it's all about good and bad and, also about, what are we learning because, from tomorrow on, Namibia is 36 and, we are indicating that based on Namibian Act 3 of 2009, especially that of NYC, indicated that, no more a youth from there. You are on your own. You can, make your own decision. We cannot just say we are the last born or we are the child of international community. We are no more a child, maybe a young adult of international community. But we need to reflect on the progress and also on the challenges, that we are faced with. And yeah, remember that today we also have the content and context of the Villager newspaper. And we are dedicating this program for you also to indicate your readiness of celebration of Namibia independence. What does it mean to you? And also, what are some of the things that you really say Namibia have done so well? What are some of the things that you can really say you are proud about your country? And also, look at the picture of Namibia 1990 and look at the picture of Namibia in 2026. And look at if you want to make a comparison, you can also look at your school. How was your school in 1990? How is your school now? How was your hospital in 1990? How is it now? Was there a clinic? Where there is a clinic now? Was the water facility? Where is water facility now? Was the electrical installation? Where the electrical installation now? Look at the quality of human life. How is the level of poverty at your village? And how has it been? What are some of the things that you are still seeing that you have seen in 1990? And also, what is really keeping you awake at night, especially celebrating, 36 years of independence? And then you see that the president will be able to give a speech tonight, especially from State House there. Be able to give a speech tonight, especially the speech of independence and you'll be able to wait and also see what she has to say. So head of the house and around 00 there you will exactly be giving us a speech on the journey and reflect on the celebration of the journey of free Namibia. Other people are running. Other people are running. Other people are in trouble in their countries. But we are very happy to be free. We are fighting every day, but we never resort into violent fights. We disagree every day, but we also unite and move forward. So, today is your day also to give that reflection. And there are also those things apart from economy, apart from politics. What other things also that you are saying you are proud about, especially being in Namibia? And how can we promote that, you know, social cohesion? And how should we also look at the future? And looking at other news, it's also indicated that the president of Botswana, that is Duma Mboko, will visit Namibia. We visit Namibia today, and took an official visit, and he's visiting Angola and Namibia, and expect him today. And it's a very good thing to have a neighbor, because you really need a good neighbor, particularly at this point in time, especially maybe to look at strengthening Namibia relations, the future of Botswana and Namibia. We had our issues with Botswana, but we also have our future with Botswana. It's our trading partner. It's our trading partner. And we are also sharing a lot of things, particularly in terms of resources and also in terms of the strategic hub of, you know, Ravis by Port, Ruderis 2. And there's a lot of things. And maybe also to look at where Botswana is standing. Looking at the Beers, where is it standing? Is that going to be part of the discussion too? Because if you have three leaders discussing, could that be part of the discussion? Are we going to get something from the Beers, or is going to be upheld, especially when it comes to the future of diamond industry? Because some people are indicating that can still be a horse that can be used to move far. I'm saying it's a very tired horse. That's why, you know, this institution want to sell the beers. But we see how the future will be able to go. And, you know, having and it's quite rare in the history of Southern Africa, especially strengthening relationship between two countries, particularly on the ground that there are dynamics in terms of Southern African politics, where you look at how it has been. It has always been the strengthening of relationship, particularly to the former liberation struggle leadership. But you'll be able to see, if you look at Botswana, if you look at Duma Mboko, look at this, not coming from the generation of, you know, Southern African liberation movements that turn into political party after independence. It's a new breed in Southern African politics. And you'll be able also to see that that relationship and part of leadership really is changing, looking at how we came from as SADC and also as Southern Africa. And also trying to check, especially when you look at how it has been in Zambia, and you also be able to see that there's a lot of changes, unlike old friends, old comrades, but now it's a matter of what you can do for your country. And also what you can do with your neighbor. So let's go to a short commercial break. Then we'll be able to look at international news. Be able also to look at what is happening in the continent. And a little bit on the Middle East. Because the Middle East is on fire. And it's like the war is not going to end soon. And our future in terms of businesses are also at stake. But let's come back shortly.
Get ready, Namibia, for 1 week of incredible savings with the Namibia Price Smash at ShopRite. Make it the perfect Independence weekend with deals like 4 kgs Real Good Chicken frozen mixed portions for only 199 Namibian dollars 99 and 2 liter Coca-Cola Original Taste Less Sugar Soft Drink for just 19 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out on the Namibia Price Smash. Valid until 22 March 2026. Only at ShopRite.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is
the early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism. Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, 17 minutes past the hour of 6. And with me, David Shombe, until the hour of 8. Let us look at the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. There's a lot of news, especially coming from Rwanda and also Democratic Republic of Congo. It was indicated that DRC and also Rwanda have agreed during the talk in Washington to take concrete steps to ease tension and also advance a peace accord that was struck last year. This also indicated that this was also done through a joint statement, especially from Rwanda and DRC. And it stated that from the 17th to the 18th of March 2026, a representative from DRC and also Rwanda met in Washington, D.C. and agreed to concrete steps to further implementation of the joint U.S.-DRC-Rwanda statement. And it's a discussion of African political conflicts. It's an agreement on easing the tension. And one may also be wondering, why is it done in the USA? Why is it not done here at home? And also maybe where is the African Union, particularly in terms of solutions to its own problems? Why do we have discussion of Africa internal conflict being solved outside the country? What major interest really does the US has when it comes to Rwanda and DRC? And what picture is it giving to our African Union? Imagine you have, and it's like an example of you having a problem in your village, and you go to not only to the headman at the neighboring village, but you go to a headman at a different kingdom or at a different leadership that is going to solve your problem, because that is far. Washington DC is far. DRC and Rwanda, they are just neighbors. And it's not only undermining the African Union, it's also showing that Africans, we are still struggling to solve our own problem. We are still struggling to solve our own problems. There was also a case where the two leaders have to meet in Qatar that time, but now due to circumstances that I think will not even permit the Middle East to host an international conference due to what is happening, then discussions are held in DRC, and that is the politics, that is what is happening. But you must also be able to remember that DRC continue to be a strategic interest, not only for Africa, but also for the whole world, because it has what majority of the countries do not have. When you look at the jet fighters on the air of Iran, when you look at them on TV, understand that most of those parts, most of those technological advancement, some of, or majority of those products are coming from DRC. When you look at iStore, look at the iPhones that you see, and many other technical equipment. Look at the drones. You realize that majority of them will not be flying without a country such as DRC. But when you look at DRC, you look at the Human Development Index, you look at the level of poverty, you look at the ranking in terms of either it's World Bank, either it's IMF, you also be shocked to realize that being richest and the poorest at the same time. But yeah, let's look at what will happen, especially moving forward. And the other news again, when it comes to Rwanda, it's indicated that the International Arbitration Court in The Hague, I have had the discussion, have had the complaint, especially between UK and Rwanda. Rwanda continues saying, we want our money, pay us our money, especially not only that of you have promised, but the money that we have agreed upon, especially in hosting of not only refugees, but immigrants who find themselves in UK. Because as I indicated, the UK has been suffering because of immigrants, illegal immigrants. We have given you the statistics, particularly in the recent days, of numbers of people that are finding themselves in UK, particularly through difficult roads. But it was stated that UK and Rwanda, at one point, they came to an agreement, and that agreement was UK give Rwanda money, and Rwanda has to make sure that it has built facilities and also have integration programs to make sure that it accepts those people that find themselves in UK, especially in exchange for funding. But what happened, what is very interesting, is also that the politics of UK change anytime. What happened is that after the previous prime minister, because the deal was struck in before 2024, that was in 2022, and Rwanda has already started building those facilities. And what happened is that when Keir Starmer came to power in 2024, one of the things that he scraped out the deals that were made by the previous prime minister. And Rwanda is saying, no, that is not how contract is working. That is not how the contract is working. You should have informed me. You should have discussed that you breached that contract. And the guys, we have already built the stuff that we have agreed upon. So pay us £100 million, that is equivalent to $115 on the cancelled contract. And they took the case to international court. And people are also asking to say, how neutral is international court, especially in the age or at the time where international law application is selective. And you also started to question international institutions to say if international leaders can apply international law selectively, what make Rwanda think that it's going to win in that case? Is there a chance of winning? Even if somebody who did not study law will be able to understand that once you breach a contract, you have to be reliable for that. You have to pay. Even if it's not really that amount, you have to pay. Because based on what has been there, contract is a contract and it has to be honored. But looking at what is happening now, especially where international laws are selective, where it's not good to take over Greenland, but it's good to go in Iran, where it's not good to fight another country based on international law, based on UN Charter, except in the area of self-defense. But within the same international law, somebody will just take jet fighters and airlift a whole president. And we are shocked at the beginning of this year. And you know, the government of Donald Trump is really shocking us every day. You know, what happened is that how can you just airlift a whole president of Venezuela just like that? Just pick him up. But we see, maybe Rwanda is going to win in this case. And it's going to be the first time, it's going to be for the first time that an African country beat you know, Western country at an international law, especially regarding disputes. South Africa have tried, especially with Israel. And still the argument is still going to continue because they are not yet done. But let's see. Let's see what will happen, especially moving forward, particularly on that line. And what will happen to these facilities? What will really happen to these facilities? And it seems like Rwanda is also starting to be isolated, especially in the politics of Africa and also the Western politics, because things are changing. Things are changing. And Rwanda has been an influential country, not only managing to keep its people together after a deadly genocide, but when you look at Rwanda's advancement also, in terms of technology and also advancement in terms of their education, we will be shocked, especially on what have happened. And is this going to ruin the relationship also of other European countries, particularly looking at that case? Because migration really is a case, and even if you look at what UK have done in terms of its immigration laws, in terms of the mechanism to make sure that they stop the number of people to go to the UK, people are still flocking to UK. People are still flocking to those cities, regardless of what is there. But what will also happen, especially in dealing with those refugees, what will be an alternative? Because if you already have facilities, you already have a plan. And also the question is also that now that they have facilities and the plan, do they also claim that they want the people, or is just the money too? Because there are two things here. It's a facility already established. It's money not paid. And what about the refugees now? What about the refugees? It's only about money of the contract, or is also going to be about reinforcement of that contract to say, yes, give us the money, but we still also need those people, or this is a punishment. But they have sent a tough mind there. You can also be able to, if you listen to the argument of the Attorney General of Rwanda, who is also, it's also very interesting to look at how they have combined this position. It's an Attorney General. At the same time, he is also the Minister of Justice. And I don't know how they are operating. It seems like in Rwanda, It's the same function. It's an attorney general and also the minister of justice. That is Emmanuel Ngirishebuye from Rwanda. So let's look at a short commercial break. Then we'll come back and continue, particularly looking at the price of oil, looking at the Middle East, and also the future of global politics. And remember that today we'll be able also to give you an opportunity to say one or two things, especially regarding your preparation, your readiness, and also what you expect, especially after celebration of Namibia independence. It's just going to be a normal celebration. We'll go back to our usual day, or it's really going to be a day where we are having a true reflection of how it has been. Because when you look at civilization, that is how countries have started growing. That's how countries have started growing. When they are speaking about the US have over 200 years of existence, look at where they are. This is a country that has to go through a lot of transformation, have to go through a lot of fights. But are we going just back to our houses after the celebration of our Independence Day? And what will be the content of our conversation? Because after 36 years, things must really change. Even the way we do things, the way we speak to people. Do you go to a celebration of Namibia Independence Day just to go and eat? Or just to go and take a picture? Or do you really have that conviction of saying, apart from celebrating in terms of happiness and also seeing people, and also seeing your friends and people that you have worked with, and also being enjoying that day, what other thing can I say I celebrated? What other thing can I say I got from this content? What other thing can I say I have learned? What other thing can I say it has promoted Namibian patriotism, the way we work together, and also the way we cooperate with each other in the various factors. And also, what other thing can I say I learned one or two? Apart from history, although history it can't be that you don't have history. But apart from history, apart from what have happened, apart from the war, what other things that you can say we can do moving forward? Can we also look at 36 years and celebrate to say, yes, it was not easy to get this independence, but why is it very difficult to move forward in terms of resource distribution? Why is still a very difficult thing in terms of resource distribution? Because it took Namibia, especially the final war, because the war started in the 1800, come to 1903, 1908, it has continued in different form, then got so advanced from 1966 to almost 30 years and after independence. Why are we at 36 years? Why are we still struggling with resource distribution? And what can we do to make sure that comes March 2027, we are going to have a different form. So, let's look at the short commercial break, and then we can continue with international news. Be able to look at the Middle East, what is happening. Because there's a lot of things happening in the Middle East. See the advancement in terms of war. Also look at Bibi Netanyahu has to say, especially looking at the ongoing war. So looking at what is happening inside the United States of America. And also the budget of military. So there is a lot of money required there. To say how much money was approved by US government. How many billions so that, fund can also be used to go into the Middle East. Realize that it's difficult and investment in the war. It's like US also does not want to end this war also, because it's getting out of hand. Are you pulling out now? Because there are only two things to say. It's either victory or you find a way to negotiate. But the Iranians who were able to negotiate, most of them are normal. I think the only person who is communicating now It's the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Iran, who is a very professional, calm guy, who's communicating with the world. But other guys, especially the new commanders and generals who are appointed, these guys are called the hardliners. They don't know diplomacy. To them, they just fight. And it's becoming worse. It's becoming worse because if you kill a negotiator, a diplomat guy, it's going to be very difficult because the guys that are being appointed now, they are the ones who are coming from the battleground. Those are top hardcore generals. And I don't think they will even be able to want to come and sit on the table. And the structure of Iranian government is being studied by the whole world to say how can, what is the science behind a functioning system that can operate even without a head? And maybe if that, and it can also be a very good case study, if that can be applied in business, it can be applied in many institutions, you realize to say, it can really work if people can be innovative enough to say the functioning of an institution does not only belong to an individual. And the system must continue implementing the objective, the strategic objective. Because it surprised the whole people in the world to say if you take out one leader, not only that another one is going to emerge, but the programs is still continuing, services still continue going. Apart from what's happening at war, I think the system needs to be studied to say how did they manage for a very long time to establish that, because as far as it was known, if you take out the supreme leader, that was the foundation, was the main foundation. It was supposed to end already. Because what happened in Venezuela is that just pick up the wife and the president, then things just collapsed. People agree, they accept defeat, and whatever the U.S. is saying, they comply. But you pick up, you kill the supreme leader, you appoint another one. You kill a commander of the army, they take appoint another one, they continue working. There is another, you don't even know who is strong. Don't know if the chairperson of the security council is a because what people do not know is that Iran still has a president, elected president, but before the president there are five maybe areas on top of that, and it's very critical. And even the fragmentation of the army is very critical because we have more than three, I think, different forces within Iran and many other security agencies. But it's getting tough. It's getting difficult. Not only that Iran is being bombed, but the neighbors are also being bombed. Israel is also being bombed. The economy is going down. The oil price is skyrocketing. And one is wondering what will really happen. Because it's not only the case of Iran, but it's our case too. We are also involved. We are affected economically, and it will not end well, because what is happening now is that the budget of war has been increased in the US, but we'll be able to look at that number after this short commercial break and move forward.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa.
nune udo o tukwetira o special ange tashake ngejefa o marude dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona o ijabo iri nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora itatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of the early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM.
Moving forward, looking at the Middle East, especially looking at what is happening in the Middle East. It is indicated that the tension in the Middle East have sent shockwave through global energy market, pushing buyers to look elsewhere. And that has been our conversation. To say, let us look on a different side. That the Middle East have sent shockwaves through global energy market, pushing the buyers to look elsewhere. Unlike crude from the Middle East, a lot of African oil does not have transit vulnerable corridors such as Strait of Hormuz, where events like war can put stop to shipping. But for years of constrained investment, meant that African producer cannot pump more and fast enough cover gap in global supply. To say, although other countries are also looking at alternative, such as Africa. It's like African producers cannot pump more and fast enough to cover that gap, because there is a gap. If somebody speak about 20% to 30% of global oil, it's indicating that there is a gap, and other countries are looking at different. They are looking at the alternative way of finding out where they'll be able to get oil. But it's also indicated that even though the world is looking at Africa and also other area, not only Africa that is oil, not only the Middle East, but almost all the continents have oil. But it seems like the alternatives are not able to fill that gap. Because the corridor now is not the corridor, but the Strait of Hormuz is partially closed. And they are indicating to say it's only closed for America and his friends. But other than that, the business can still continue. And the trade is still going on. And to say, if you want to pay Iran, you pay in Chinese yuan. You are paying in Chinese yuan. I don't know who you are paying to. I don't understand how these guys are doing business regardless of the bombing. And they are saying no. It's only those not American vessels and his friends. But other than that, the business can still continue. And you also see the complication and unusual things that are happening. To say people are still doing business at war. People are still moving things. It is stated that the Gulf supply nearly 35% of global urea export. And 20 to 30% of ammonia, up to 30% of global fertilizer. Trades move through the Strait of Hormuz, which is now effectively closed. Because remember, it's not only about oil and gas, but it's also about what is going through that logistic route. And one was also wondering to say, apart from ship, why can't they use planes why it's very difficult also to use other alternative, or that is the only way, or the geographical region will not allow, you know, the use of, you know, other form of transportation, or they don't have that capacity. So it is also stated that in terms of other commodities, Zimbabwe, countries such as Zimbabwe, countries also including countries in the northern part of Africa too, particularly those who get fertilizers and also those who are also getting other products from the Middle East, they are also concerned, especially of what have happened. Now, one of the news which also come from the Middle East is that Iranian Revolutionary Guard have managed to shoot down the F-35 jet fighter. And I think it's for the first time the F-35 being shot down. And there's a lot of speculation to say who is giving the advancement to Iran also. Because if you speak about F-35, they're saying it's a fifth generation of jet fighters. Very difficult to detect and very fast, can shoot you long range or short range, and has various way of maneuvering and can detect rockets. But it seems like the war is turning the other way, because it's not about what you have, it's also how you use it. So they have shut down F-35. Don't know with what. There are a lot of videos on social media, especially looking at that, and they also confirmed news to say one of the F-35 from the U.S. arsenal was shot down in the air of Iran. And that also give a lot of speculation to say what is the strength of any military equipment to say if you are saying you have a certain equipment is effective until when? Is it effective until when? And also to what weapon can also be used to take that a dangerous aircraft down? But there's a lot of things happening. And the other thing is also that there was also moving back of a prime minister of Israel. Because Netanyahu has also indicated that he's no more going to bomb the energy infrastructure. Because what has happened, especially on Wednesday, is that after the energy infrastructure of Iran were bombed, they decided to shut down the Middle East. They targeted the energy infrastructure. But it's also indicated that the U.S. government was not happy with what has happened, especially in targeting energy infrastructure. That is also energy for people. They realized to say that war. I think there are also certain level of agreements to say the rules must also apply, especially it depends on the rules of engagement in that aspect. But that is what have happened. But, the other news which came out, especially with the Middle East, is that United States State Department has approved $16.5 billion deal for arms sales to United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Jordan, and also other countries in the region. So say the business is also going. And just do not really understand how things are going in that aspect. It stated that the U.S. has approved $16.5 billion deal. It's not charity. It's those countries that are going under fire to buy equipment and also weapons from the U.S. And that deal on Thursday, that is yesterday, the State Department has indicated that $8.4 billion worth of arms would go to United Arab Emirates to pay for drones, missiles, radar system, and F-16 aircraft. And as part of the deal, Washington also approved roughly 8 billion for air and missile defense radar system to Kuwait, an additional 70.5 million to Jordan, which would cover aircraft ammunition support to say fight is continue and also business is going, because if somebody is selling you a defense system and you are being attacked every day, you buy it, you don't even negotiate on price, and that person happened to be your friend, you have to buy, because it's like business is also going in that region, and you realize to say this is a lot of money. Could this opportunity been created if there was no war? Then you also start questioning to say, if US is spending over 1 billion in a day to fight in Iran, who is making more money in this fight? Is it the guy who has a company of selling rockets and arms? Is the guy who is manufacturing F-35 and F-15 or S-16? Is it the guy who is selling drones? Who is making more money? Because we need to understand that, you know, there is a business part of this to say, not everyone coming out of war broke, but there's also those who are coming out of war smiling. And there are also those who do not want war to come to an end. And it's difficult. And also to realize that Iran also got an opportunity also to sell and also control entirely the state of Hormuz, to say it's only those who allow. But the foreign minister of Iran also indicated that they are establishing a protocol that also look at charging of the vessels that are going through the Strait of Hormuz, because at the end of the day, business is continuing. There is war, but business is continuing in the Middle East. To say, if somebody offer you a deal to buy weapons, especially if you are United Arab Emirates, you don't have choice. But it also seems like it shows a lot about what Iran has to say. If 60 or 80% of their rocket launchers or drone launchers are defeated, why are they continue fighting? And that is also one of the most difficult questions to say, for how long is it going to be? And is this war going to, is it a regional war? Do we have also other parties that we cannot see? Because this is more money. Who is also assisting Iran to embark into that journey? And why the regime is still standing? And what will happen? Because there are only two things. It's either coming on the table, total victory, which is impossible, or the total destruction. Because if US pull out now, then Israel will be destroyed. And that US will not allow it. Which means that there is a long way to go, especially with this war. If the soft guys are killed, now you only have the hardliners who you are going to negotiate with. Because if they happen to take down the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which is most unlikely, if that happened to happen in Iran, then you realize that you have another scenario of Taliban in Afghanistan to say they will fight you until you get exhausted, because they will just fight for survival. Because all the guys who had PhDs in law, who were able to negotiate, they are killed. Those guys who were soft, you killed a very old guy who was the supreme leader, and the new guy come with revenge and vengeance, and it's going to be very difficult moving forward. And one is also really worrying about the citizens of not only Iran, Israel too. Because there is online burial of 5 women who were just in the salon. Then they were struck by, you know, one of the missiles which was launched from Iran. Really look at the future of these people, because it's not only that they are traumatized, they are confused too. Because the war is not only in Iran. Realize that there is Hamas in Gaza, still Then there is Hezbollah. And you also have Houthi in Yemen. You realize that it's very difficult out there in the Middle East. But the question is that if the oil price continue increasing, if the economy is already hitting the U.S., and if you read between the lines, and you can also be able to see what the chairperson of the Committee of Federal Reserve have stated, you will be shocked, because Jerome Powell warned that if war with Iran continue, inflation could rise drastically, potentially causing the economy to collapse. And these guys are no more agreeing with Trump, no more agreeing, but that is what is stated to say. If the war continue, the economy is going to collapse. Then we are going back to 1930 in a world economic depression. We are going back to 2008. I'm going back to those dangerous time of what will happen. And if somebody look at the future of the Middle East, it's in the dark to say what will happen. Because remember, there is also, if you say all the options are on the table, if they start bombing each other's nuclear facilities. And remember that Israel has nuclear. U.S. has nuclear. And you also need to understand that Iran allies have nuclears too. And the destruction of Iran will also be the stopping of business of the eastern part of the world. And also the crack in the strength of BRICS. But one also want to know, especially with international institution. And I was looking at the SG of UN. He's very resilient, but I don't think he has the resources. He's very resilient to say, guys, stop fighting. It's against international law. Then that is the end. If UN is standing in that position, what about African Union? Are we just reduced to the institution of condemning? Well, we cannot even solve problems in DRC and problems in Nigeria, in Madagascar, in Mozambique and many other countries. But that is the world we are living in. Let's get a short commercial break, then we'll be able to continue the conversation. And remember that I will also be able to give you on what is in the content of the Villager newspaper today, what is the economic aspect of Namibia and also the world too. Stay tuned, because we are here until the hour of 8.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetera oipindi konu konda do inawa nune udo otukwetera o special ange tashake ngejepa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu oma felane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitution.
Celebrate Namibia's independence and an early Easter with oven fresh hot cross buns at only $16.99 for six. Get to a ShopRite today for the biggest price smash that you will experience in a long time. Unbeatable deals throughout the ShopRite store or anywhere else on meat at the bakery, takeaways, groceries, toiletries, and household cleaners. Hurry! These prices are only up to Sunday, the 22nd of March. ShopRite, shop smart at ShopRite.
Esira shisho, oyotari kukwathere opovoro kara uasira ya kweni ochisho. Watu chithana basic mental health first aid course. Haiganjua oshari chamhongi kwa mboka iri iyo yo NHP. Watapewa unongo nonseo na kene una okutongorora omadidiriko ugopetameko ugenacha nupiakadhi nenge omathidakano gopama viraviro. Kuchane omokatiko kumekoe nenge anironga pamwe nangoe osho otopewa unongo kene una okuya kwathera nukuya pa eabidido yiri mwanjira omanga upya kadiboka inauru darara kuyerere o unji na kene unokara uishangitha tarira po epanji yao yo nhp.com.na epangono maradura sano odovina okurandurwa NHP rooted in care for you
your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any
of the early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM.
The eye. Moving on. Understand that, the World Happiness Report 2026 is out. And look at where we are. Look at where we are as a country. And also look at other countries. It's out. Entry just came out, but we'll also be able to give you the content just shortly, especially looking at happiness and the measurement of happiness is based on the satisfaction of people, the satisfaction of individual. To say, are you happy? Not only because you want to or you are smiling, but happiness in terms of satisfaction in the economy. It is stated that Finland is ranked to be the world happiest country for the 9th consecutive years, according to the World Happiness Report 2026. And also, looking at that Afghanistan, Sierra Leone, and Malawi, among the unhappiest countries in the world, and really looking at happiness and economic relation, you'll really be able to understand that if you are in in Malawi, if you're in Afghanistan, you look at the economy, you look at how people survive, then you understand that you know, there is a long way to go, especially when it comes to you know, life satisfaction and also the future of the country. So get the content of World Happiness Report, then also look at where we are as a country, trying to check where Namibia is, because the other time we were at 103, that is indicated that we are still the lowest, but we'll be able to get you details, especially on happiness, to say have we improved or we are still where we have been. Have we gone up? Have we gone low? And just know that you know, World Happiness Report is out. Yeah, looking at that, when it comes to Nigeria, it is indicated that the vice president of or Nigeria vice president, that is Kashim Shettima, has you know, he went to Maiduguri just to look at the restoration of peace after triple suicide bombing that have killed 23 people in one of the deadliest attack in Borno State. I'm indicating to you that the situation in Nigeria is continuing to worsen every day, particularly jihadists, which are taking over. They are taking control. And I've been indicating to say, when it comes to issues of security, and you are dealing with the religious-backed militia, it's becoming very dangerous, especially where you have desperate and also an ungovernable, you know, situation, especially when you have a lot of people that are unhappy and a lot of people that are easy to manipulate, then you find your country in trouble. Because if you look at what's happening in Nigeria, if it happened to take large control of Nigeria, if the situation in Nigeria is not solved based on the you know, what is happening now, and the jihadists manage to cripple the most populated country in the continent, it's going to be very difficult to fight you know, to fight not only the jihadists but also other militia who are not only anti-government, they are anti-Western, and most of the jihadists, they have they are fundamental, they are fundamentalist in their religious belief, and it's becoming chaotic and also dangerous at the same time, especially looking into that context. And the other thing that you also need to know is that the issue of suicide bombers make it very difficult, especially looking into those jihadists. But it's stated that it's stated that when it comes to Nigeria, most of these incidents, they happen at an open market. They also happen at areas that are mostly populated, and signs have been given, especially on the basic training of understanding how a suicide bomber look like, how they behave, and also how what is needed. And on Wednesday, it was also announced that the military of Nigeria has killed 80 jihadists planning to attack a military position in Borno State. And that the question is only that to say, if jihadists are fighting in Nigeria, who is arming them? And remember that U.S. have also sent their troops there in Nigeria, especially to assist in fighting of the jihadist. But the question is to say, what is so difficult now? Why things are also becoming worse? Are they not giving the Nigerian people enough technological know-how? Or what is happening? Because every day you are hearing one thing, and the attack is mostly on key facilities. And also, if people are not even scared of attacking military barracks, you realize to say they have strong firepower on that ground. So let us look at the short commercial break. And the question today that you need to ask yourself is that, are you happy as a Namibian? What are you proud of as a Namibian? What are key things that you can really say you are proud of as a Namibian? And also, what are those things that you really think they need to be addressed? And if you, there's the thing to say, don't compare yourself with others. But there's also a good comparison. There's also a very good comparison that also teach us, humility of learning from others. To say, if you look at countries such as Botswana, you look at Zimbabwe, you look at Malawi, you look at South Africa, you look at Angola, you look at Tanzania, you look at the economy of this country, you look at their infrastructure, you look at their people, you look at their governance, then you compare to say, let's start with governance. What did we do right in terms of governance? We have peaceful government system. We have stability. We have a peaceful transition. We never had civil unrest in Namibia. And that should be celebrated every day. We never had critical conflicts. We had problems. We still have problems with some of our neighbors, but we maintain that level of diplomacy. We really say, I think we are professional in dealing with critical issues. There was a point we were very angry with Botswana. 1999 there. And we took them to court, or we went just to court really with them to say, no, bring our land. We lost and we agree and we move forward. So, no, that is life. That is international law. We fought for Walvis Bay to come back to say, no. This one is ours. Then we got it. But there's still other few challenges. But, really to say, Namibia is a country. But, it's up to us also to see what can we do, because somebody have asked a question to say, apart from looking at government, ask also yourself a question to say, how old are you and what did you do for your country? Ask yourself that question to say, apart from complaining, you are given free education, you are given a health system, nobody can chase you away from the hospital when you are sick. You are given best infrastructure such as road. What did you do? You are given opportunity to study. What did you do too? You can marry anyone and you are still there thinking. You have the best constitution so far. You have the best constitution so far. Yes, you can do business. There are challenges. But what did you do also? Because that is a very difficult question also that everybody must also try to answer. To say after 36 years, then you look at yourself to say, are you a good citizen? Are you also a very good citizen? Because if you are talking about Namibia, I'm also talking about you to say, are you a good citizen? Are you an ethical citizen that Namibia also want? Or you are a troublemaker? If you are beating people at the bar, or if you are gossiping people, or you are breaking relationship, you're also bringing problems to the country. We were supposed to focus on other things, because if we look at ourselves and say, no, we are celebrating not only the birthday of Namibia, but we are also looking at ourselves to say, are you a good Namibian citizen that you also want to see? Are you ethical? Or you are fighting with people? Are you a respectful person? How do they look at you in the community too? Can you really say, I'm a citizen that Namibia want? Because if we don't answer that question, then we are also not fair to ourselves, because the functionality of the system depends on individuals too. Are you a complainant every day, or you're a pragmatic person? Apart from complaining, what else do you do? And when we say a family is the foundation of a society, what is your role in your family? Are you that guy who said, I'm on my own, or you're also keeping that foundation? So, come back shortly.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get ready, Namibia, for 1 week of incredible savings with the Namibia Price Smash at ShopRite. Make it the perfect Independence Weekend with deals like 2-liter Nola Sunflower Oil for only 68 Namibian dollars 99 and 10 kg Rice King Long Grain Parboiled Rice for just 169 Namibian dollars 99. Don't miss out on the Namibia Price Smash. Valid until 22 March 2026. Only at ShopRite.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Lipura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitida mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetida oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetida o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka okone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora tatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye
Eagle FM.
Yeah, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop, 18 minutes past the hour of the hour of 7, and we are here until, the hour of 8. And ask yourself a question, do a self-reflection. What are you proud of? Are you a good citizen? Ask, because the question that we need to ask ourselves, are you a good uncle? Are you a good brother? Are you a good sister? Are you a good girlfriend in Namibia? Are you an honest, husband? Are you an honest grandmother? Are you a grandmother who is kind-hearted, or you are abusing people, like something that we have seen recently, which is really bad to say when you are speaking about a good citizen? We must also look at those who are also at advanced age, because there's no excuse to say, no, I'm 70 years old. Yes, you can be 70, you can be 80, but are you good Namibian? Because we when you speak about being ungovernable, we only look at adult and young people, but do you really say that there are also some elders who are not, it's very difficult in African culture to say, no, the elders are not wrong. But you really find people who are really not good citizens. And we need to change that thing, especially if you want to do other things. So, good morning.
Hey, David, good morning.
Yes, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Are you a good Namibian citizen?
You say ethical, but you don't just say good Namibian. You say are you ethical?
No, no,
good
no, I just want I want that to say, are you a good Namibian citizen? Are you ethical?
Yeah, yo, my brother, so that is that has been my desire.
Are you patriotic enough? Mm.
Yeah, and yeah, patriotic enough.
Can you die for your country and, also?
Can I die?
Can you die for your country? Are you ready to die for your country?
Oh, my brother, we have already hazardly sacrificed.
So you have sacrificed already? You have died for this country.
Political. Now, what is this article that is written here? Mm. But it's a very nice, interesting title, where they are saying the political freedom must be translated into economic opportunity.
Translated by who and how?
By ourselves. You know what you do now. Yesterday you were telling me about there are a lot of options.
Mm-hmm.
Option also, in my understanding, means opportunity.
Mm.
Political freedom must translate into economic opportunity. Of course, you also need to bring economic opportunity to the areas where there are no opportunities, where there are no options.
Mm.
For example, if you want to bring any service at all, especially the one that is now like more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
More opportunity to the youth, because even the person who's this one is Oangwena youth. So it is Oangwena youth, each every areas.
Mm-hmm.
There are opportunities. We cannot just say there are opportunities. The opportunity, the potential, especially to be here. But then, if you are not taking those economic opportunities to the people where they are, they will keep on flogging to town and Windhoek, and the Windhoek municipality and the leadership, they will become under pressure. Mm-hmm. And all these social issues and problems and things like that, that you also, you see, the absence of peace. Because that's why I always say, me, I don't greed with that kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, people don't eat peace. I understand people don't eat peace. What will they then eat or put on the table if there's no peace? Now, just tell me now, even the economic opportunity that you are talking about, where are you going to get them? If they happen, you might have money in your house or wherever.
But you know, peace is a very good thing, but that should not be an excuse to say people cannot do other things, because even it's not even Namibian who said. I think the late president, Dr. Gingob, may he so rest in peace. He used to say that, to say yes, there is peace, but people don't eat peace.
Yes, he is telling you. He's just expanding that discussion so that you now create more environment. I mean, a peaceful environment.
Mm.
You coexist very well. Coordinate your resources that is there so that people can then now eat peace. Eat bread that as a result of peace and stability. So I think that's how I am. So now your topic, your question, you did ask a question. Your question, the question that you asked me about this, what again?
are you a good citizen, or you are the one who are giving us trouble in the country?
Yeah.
Because you also need to be a good citizen. You know, you need to be a good citizen to define the country. What are we known for as Namibians too?
It's true.
What are we known for?
We're talking about hardline, soft words, and all these other things.
Mm.
But I think yesterday I did mention that there is also need. I don't know whether I mentioned that. I don't know how we are going to have this Ubuntu, not Ubuntu as such.
Mm.
So I'm just talking about some to teach more, even when you are preparing your lesson plan to go and teach. You now incorporate, if you are teaching development study, where will it escape you or history? Where will it really escape you to Hama or Umbundu philosophy? And the people are becoming more, even just some of those models that have come across, where they are talking about, is it only legal professional, ethical profession? But I'm asking myself, why can't this also be translated or incorporated to many, many other disciplines? Because I don't see it happening. Mm-hmm. So that we can also, the way we discipline ourselves, we conduct ourselves, the way we do, you know, we want to comply with those legal instruments. But we are becoming so hypocrites.
Mm. And you know, when you add that aspect, really to say, there is also an aspect of saying, okay, yes, Namibia is developing. We are getting, our culture is, you know, it's a global village being integrated. And there's also an aspect of moral degradation or moral, how do you call it?
No, it's social corruption.
I think it's moral degradation. The aspect of, you know, people losing values, they start behaving differently. And you are really asking yourself a question to say, what is that need to, because some of these things, they don't need to come from government. It's also how we handle our houses, also how we handle also our family, to say, are we happy Namibians? Are we good at assisting others? Are we also good at raising children? We have to start from that aspect also. Because our parents too, they must answer this question, particularly young parents, to say, what are you doing, for the future of Namibian, especially 36 years after independence? Because because the main conversation has always been, political, and that should not be the case, to say 36 years, we are building a strong a country, but not really just in terms of politics, but as an individual, what are we doing at our village there?
Yeah, you are correct. Yeah. I think it's for each and every one of us.
Yeah,
and you know that you also translate into good corporate governance.
Mm.
So we know very well that even this misadministration and all that, but the norms and the values.
Mm.
So to all, you know, they are just there. Whether you are at home, where parents, or maybe at schools, those are the main agents of socialization.
Mm-hmm.
So now as we grow into adulthood, I think it was you who mentioned that if you were born in 1990,
mm-hmm.
you are now an adult in your 30-something there, somewhere there.
Yeah, people are already asking for their grandsons and... and their daughters-in-law. If you are 36, you must know that. if you are 36, you are Namibia, and the elders, they want, you know, those events already. They are preparing. You just hear these things to say no. Namibia, our cows are getting old. Thank you. Because people are asking Namibia to say, Namibia, our cows are getting old. You are 36 years now. Our cows are getting old. We want our daughter-in-law. But are you economically stable? Are you economically stable? And what is your level of happiness? I'm trying to read, you know, the latest World Happiness Report. But I think, we'll also look at it correctly. But let us also read, let us take time to read through and also look at the level and also advise each other to say, it's not only my role to give you information, you must give me information also. Read the 2026 Happiness Report and social media. Look at the top 10 countries. And also look where Namibia is. I'm trying to read this, but I think I'll be able to finalize after the show. Get the time, read that, and also give me that information to say, where is our country? It's our country in that list, and what is also defining that, then we can be able to assist each other. But are you a good citizen? People are asking, our cows are getting old, but for those cows to be utilized, there must be economic power. To say, 36 years, are you a good Namibian? But let's look at the caller. After this, commercial break, then we'll also be able to come back shortly, then continue. But remember, also be able to give you a content of what's happening in the Village newspaper.
Celebrate Namibia's Independence Month with amazing deals at Exodus Investment CC. Get solar lights for just $100 Namibian. Reuse stock CCTV Wi-Fi cameras, TV mounts, DSTV and GoTV satellite TV accessories, plus replacement remotes for TVs, air conditioners and many other electronic accessories only at Exodus Investment CC. Visit us today at Shop 7 Black Chain Shopping Center in Katutura next to Bank Ventuk. We are open daily, including public holidays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for your convenience. Call or WhatsApp 081-3191-395 and find us on social media. Exodus Investment CC, your trusted store for quality electronics and accessories. Hurry! Our Independence Special runs until the 30th of April 2026. And remember, Exodus Investment CC, we courier countrywide. Call us now!
When life starts squeezing me like a lemon, I know what to do.
With Express Credit's Easy Payday Loans, you can get up to $9,000 Namibian to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes. Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it. The view.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes.
Morning, how are you?
Good, yourself, man.
I'm well. Mm. Mm. What is, are you a good Namibian citizen?
Yeah, why not?
what is your contribution?
I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just that, look, at least we had an opportunity to put things right.
Ne?
Yeah. So because we have that conducive environment. Other nations, they don't have, they are in the war. They don't have the resources. You know, AFNE, potentially, we have all the factor of production that we need to put things right. Yeah, but other countries, no. Countries like Rwanda, you can say, they rely mostly on, you know, they don't have resources.
Indeed, indeed.
Apart from the what do they have?
Don't they have neighbors?
Yeah.
No. I'm just joking because the allegation of resources coming through. But yeah. But yeah.
What we are saying is the country itself, Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google to say what are resources are there apart from people.
Literally.
But as we have more than that.
It's true.
You have the marine, you have the mining industry, you mention all them that are there. You have the wildlife.
And
you have the rivers. You see?
And that,
You can also get donation. And there's nothing which is not there.
And we also have good friends.
Just Namibia.
Yeah, it's true. But today I want to ask also from citizen, do you think there is something that we also need to do to make sure that we are good citizen also? Because apart from taking some things for granted, you will really find a person not only about the behaviors, but a person is just ungovernable. A person is just a troublemaker. Maybe what do you think we need to do to bring that morals or those morals back, especially just for being a good citizen and a patriotic citizen?
To be a good citizen, to be a good child,
You also have time to correct yourself. If you are 18,
hello?
Yeah, I'm saying you also have time to correct yourself. Let me say you are 18 and maybe your background do not really have good guidance.
This is what you copy. Sometimes they are not saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
But they tell you, do this, don't do this. You see? Like wrong. That's how you get.
Mara si tutara mo Namibia, akuru na alanja ko chore ro chana ni.
Aya, akuru na kala ni pori. Ini mo ya. Kala ni pori na jani. Hmm. Service they are trying. They are doing their best.
Hmm.
But now, you know, is a gap between the parents and the state and the government.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that is why we need really need to interrogate, because there is something, there is a gap in fulfilling the aspiration of the constitution. Have you realized?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you one two example or three. Mm-hmm. One, mm-hmm. If you had Karl Shortland saying people should not burn wood, ne, for
mm-hmm.
cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that?
No, I did not get that.
Did you hear Shifeta complaining Maungu, people who are going to collect Maungu?
Yeah, I think that one I think I have heard.
Yeah, have you heard the story whereby the state, the government always saying the child, they are even looking apparently those two guys who are playing with the child.
Yeah.
For the state. Look, let me put it in the context.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why the constitution and the other is we are not supposed to burn it with wood, because the constitution, the state, aspiration says you have to make a institution conducive for the people to use electricity, not to use other form, not electricity instead of that wood. They should not cut wood because the provision is there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you fail. You are complaining, but you are the one who failing in the constitution. Number two, there is no way to calculate the provision is there.
Mm-hmm.
For other food other than that one. You see, you understand?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting you.
You have to do the commercial level, you understand?
Mm-hmm. You are cutting, I don't know, you are cutting, are you far from...
Now, now the problem is this now. The person, Mapane Wom simply because he's hungry. You want to make us on that amount. But you are going to arrest the person. But what has the constitution said? That person was not supposed to go collect Mahungu in the first place, because that was, the person has the food on the table. Now, you are going to arrest a person, apparently is what will the child be, is child abuse, what. The government is not feeding those children, the parents.
Mm-hmm.
No, the parents are not sending the children to school, but you are complaining. But they say, no, let the children remain their home so that they took care of the animal, they do business in the house.
No, you are right. You are right. The relationship, even with the education, also that relationship. Yeah.
But number one, education is not for free. They have to buy stationery. Number two, there's no food.
It's true.
You see, look, there is something. There is a gap there. People don't understand.
No, there is actually a gap, especially with education also. You see that there is a very big gap. That's why parental involvement is there, but not really there anymore.
And the constitution said most of the child belong to the or child protection. It's the constitution, I think. But we are saying, how can the child belong to the state when the state is not there?
I hear you. So, I hear you. So, just two words, your words regarding Independence Day and the message to the Namibian people, because today we are focusing on ourselves.
I know, we just that we have that opportunity to put things right.
Yeah.
Unlike other country, if things are not going wrong, we are not going right, we should not blame anybody then ourselves as a country.
Thank you.
Whether we are ruling you or not, we are just part of the whole thing.
That is true. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, the caller indicated that the differentiating factor between us and other countries is that we have opportunity to get things right. We have an environment to complain, and we also have an environment to do things. We have opportunity to get things right, and when you are celebrating, we know exactly that that is how the problem should be addressed. And really, you know, things that we do, we also have, it's not absolute freedom, but we also have freedom to that extent that sometimes we also do not see authority. You really find people do things the way they want to do it. But you realize to say even the law is there. Sometimes we just need to get things right. And in that context, you know, let's take the caller and see. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
Yes, how are you? Are you a good Namibian citizen?
Sorry?
Are you a good Namibian citizen?
I'm good Namibian citizen.
Mm.
I'm not yet.
You what?
You see, I'm not yet to ask me what you ask.
Mm.
No. Because when I see things
Speak up a little bit.
Things are going different to what we are expecting to do. Yeah, now let me say, as we always saying that we higher unemployment is so poverty is high in the country for a small number of people in this. then we tell people economic growth with the higher unemployment. But therefore we are not happy with that. If people they are telling us economic growth and then we see the situation we on the ground is worse. How can we with that situation?
No, I hear you. I want one thing. Other things that you are happy about, apart from that, we know we have troubles there. But what do you think can still make you a proud Namibia to say you are still enjoying it? We know though that problem needs to be addressed, and but there are things that you are happy about as a Namibian. You can't just say everything is bad compared to other countries.
Yeah, we are enjoying peace. Eh?
Yeah.
It's a peace in Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, therefore we should be proud of peace. Many things are not good.
No, I hear you. I hear you. And maybe to also look at what is that you think we are not doing as Namibians? Because I also have a problem. You find some Namibians who they have opportunity to create opportunities and they are not doing it, or they have more money and they are keeping him to themselves, or they are investing in Dubai and other area. And you also find those good Namibians who create institutions. I always like giving an example of Tate Namwandi. You also find those who are doing very well, but what do you think we are also not doing right as ordinary citizens, especially to do our role as Namibians?
Like what we now people are investing money somewhere outside, but we are not even manufacturing things, we are not even educate our own people so that they can manufacture their own thing. The exporting law means we are now, tomorrow we are 36 years of age. We are exporting law, raw material. Therefore, we hear that somebody is investing money outside. Why not investing in our people? Then now we are seeing everything that is imported from other policymakers.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, some people, they are just investing outside because of the policy. Policymakers, they make it difficult so that our people could also come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
If you said we want to manufacture it, they put a lot of requirements, want to do what even a juice.
Just hold on one second.
Eshuataloka umekoe mbelo taveli pulanga helipi ngengo vamo no wewe yakofikola no 10th gen iPad ipopo ya dimoshi packet. Top score instant. Oyaita pwefindano talishambula, lokushuna kofikola, mondo maeveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano. Opo unengo mfindani wakamweko mo iPad aveli vahetatu, ovo tavaka findanwa ilo mano kavaucha kwa ipumbi wa fikola yungushu ya dola eo vili mwe danamibia, oshipu nengono, lando kashako kwa KG mwe eleke KG dilimbali kwa top score instant. Oku jamo fitola keshe moshilo ngwashishe ndeto SMS oshicha instant totumu kombali oneveli vatatu nombali efi afanueli otali hulmo milongo na tunali mwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mpali na hamano emangono malandula fanu odo dino kulandurwa. Top score, a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Your bank would never rush you to authorize a transaction. If you didn't start it, don't approve it. Call 061-299-1200. Bank Windhoek, a member of Capricorn Group.
The early birds.
Yeah, just one message that we can give to either is our leaders or any Namibian there, especially on Independence Day. What message do you have?
What I tell them that they are late to go to take it to the drawing board to make things right.
Yeah, there's still time, eh?
Yeah, there's still time to go to the drawing board because we find ourselves in this situation which we are not supposed to find it. We don't see it. Now we are specific, but we are just like a small child. We are doing nothing still, but we fail. But we feel proud of having in many years, but we are not feeling proud of what we've done.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. What I think we can still go back to the drawing board, or we can advance. Indicated that we need to reflect, and also there is opportunity to get things right, and we can still do a lot of things. I was indicating that we have really good Namibians who create opportunities. I was giving an example of IUM. There was nothing done in Southern Africa than what we have seen in Namibia here. And we think it's a very small thing, and those people should be celebrated investing in our country. How many people were trained within that space of time? Not even in South Africa. And you think that is a small thing. And maybe not even in Botswana or Zimbabwe. Something like that have been done. To say having a established institution that is not only strong and capable, but also started by Namibians. It's not a state, and I'm seeing development of quality course and the medical fields in that area. We can really say that we have good Namibians who can do things. But what about those Namibians also who are just quiet? We have generous Namibians, but we also have Namibians that you think they are not here. But it's 36 years. The elders are asking for their grandkids. They want to see their in-law. They want to see a certain infrastructure. And they are calling Namibia now uncle. And there is no excuse anymore. Especially to those who have power to do things. And also to us citizens too. To say, if I spend my whole life complaining, then I will be writing a thesis on complaining. I'll be a complaining master. My grandkids will ask me to say, uncle, you were a chief complainer. You were beating people in the street. Or you were just gossiping. Why other people of your age have done something, have contributed to the country's development. But yeah, let's look at the Villager newspaper. On top of the Villager newspaper. Of the Villager newspaper, you'll be able to able to get content which is there, especially looking at the 20th of March 2026, is that public investment in agriculture show a decline. This indicated that there is a decline in public investment in agriculture. Regardless of our prioritization, you'll be able to get that content. You'll also be able to look at an analysis of Food and Agriculture Organization in Namibia. You look at the budgetary report. You also look at investment to say why investment in agriculture is going down from page 1 to 2. You'll be able to get that content and what we need to do to invest in that sector. 36 years of Namibia independence, said at the woman block, get your real good chicken, get your Bokomo fat cook, wheat, get, other groceries at woman block only. And you can get that at page 4. Inflation linked to board investors to get 127.5 million coupon. And that is on interest rate. That is just money from the interest. And get that content. It's also indicated that the plane eviction from city center is a commercial suicide. That is Rundu vendors. And I see my colleague Anakred Ikela pin out that content. To say it's a commercial suicide. To say really, how will you find that relationship between vendors and the city? To say why is it also difficult for city planners or town planners to include vendors in city development? And also, why do we think in every town that you go to there is always a problem with vendors? What can be done? Is the open market enough, or we need to integrate these people into real business of the town? If you speak about informal economy, it's a real economy. Because the unique thing also that you also see is that some of these vendors that you see, their prices are understandable. And you find the clients that you also find here, you'll also be shocked. But yeah, look at that content. Going to page 6, production manager processing at Namibia Poultry. Qualification, you just need to have a diploma, a degree in production management. And grade 12 in QF, that is level 4. You'll be able to get your job at production manager at Namibia Poultry. And go to page 6 and get that job, and so you can apply. The process of application is indicated, and make sure that you take that opportunity. Opportunities are there. Become a manager at Namibia Poultry. Just read the village newspaper, then you can apply for that position. It's indicated that 127 million Ketmanshop vocational training centers. There's an investment of 127 million for Ketmanshop Vocational Training Center that was inaugurated. And, it's a beautiful thing. Some of the qualities of development. You also go to page 8. There is also a vacancy for Namibia Poultry that will get a farm manager for broilers. You just need the tertiary qualification in agriculture. And you go there and you manage the farm at the Namibia Poultry and get content, produce food for us. And we really need to make sure that if you compare that article with the one on top of the page, you realize that more investment is needed in that aspect. Capricorn Foundation has launched a TVET empowerment initiative. Get the content of the village newspaper. You get that article from Inovino Varihangal. And there's an opinionated article by Professor Kangira, especially looking at Sunshine Private College on a phenomenal growth trajectory. So there are a lot of progress in Namibia. One of them is Sunshine. Get that opinionated article. This is another opinionated article from Kanjokan Kwanyoka to say Namibia must reconsider investing in refinery. You must reconsider investment in refinery. Get that content. Another special ShopRite Namibia. Namibia price smash. From 16 to 22 of March 2026. They said here, look at ShopRite, then you will not miss out. Go to page 12 and support ShopRite, especially looking at what is on the their stock. And yeah, let's look at the caller in these 5 minutes and move forward. Good morning.
Oh, David.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Oh, just a minute. I won't take long. I will leave about...
You are also not becoming a good citizen, ne? Okay.
Because, you see, if we are not patriotic enough to ourselves and to our country...
Yeah.
And if we, the sacrifices in any life, my brother, my son, you are my son.
Yeah.
Anything that you really want to do, at least, it's just very important that it must start with you. You know, somehow you discipline yourself there and there. So you also now realize your that kind of a purpose of life, So then this unethical conduct, this is why you have a lot of misadministration going on. And people are just, so things must just be done, lawfully, So yesterday we talked about those things that are not applicable. A lot of things are not laws or whatever are not applicable. We are talking about values, the cardinal values that are very important, each and every one of us. Especially when we find ourselves in a position of, authority and things like that. Because these are still the same people who are actually... this means administrative. Let's talk about administrative corruption. I think you could have asked it at the NOAA, and I think we preempted this discussion for that NOAA, the report, and they were saying that some of these administrative corruptions and all this administration mismanagement and things like that, they are normally, these cases are normally fair to the organization.
You understand?
So are you saying that the ACC cannot deal with it? And we have been saying, one point something million. I listen, I understand. But the people who are working for you should not be expected to be in the salary structure of the ACC. Go and explore the existing structure there to fight the war. Let's go. So that is it. Thank you very much. So the opportunity that we are talking about, we are not mentioning about the opportunity actually. We just say yes, there are, and I know that everybody say yes, there, for us we can capitalize on the our conducive environment. Which is true. So if you are not utilizing those things, then you should, but then the access, the rural area, because I was reading in the newspaper, rural urban migration, and the towns are growing here. So this is where now I'm waiting. So Ushimbao,
Thank you. It's 59 minutes past the hour 7. That is bringing us to the end of our early morning scoop. And I'll leave you the good hands of the big mic to unpack the day. Transfer the big mic. Let's transfer the small mic to the big mic so that the big mic will use that small mic to unpack the day. And for me, David Shombe, bye-bye. And, you know, prepare for Namibia's birthday. And let us use this time also to reflect and also look at our role that we play also, because we also play the role. There are those who went to exile. But us here, who are born free, or some people who we did not see the war, they also the role that we have played in the past 36 years. And what is that that we did? What did we do in those years? When you are asking the young people, you are asking the parents, the teachers, and also the ordinary question to say, are you an ungovernable Namibian, or you are what Namibia needs now? So, bye-bye. See you around. Shop, shop.